Listening 7. Listen to Matt, a tourist guide, talking about his experience with tourists. My name's Matt and I'm English, but I live in Florence. I've been here since I attended my first year at university. I've always loved this city and I chose to remain here. I became a tourist guide for English-speaking people about 10 years ago. And I can say that it's a very strange but exciting job. One of the greatest advantages of being a tourist guide is that you're always with different people. You can meet tourists from all over the world who have different ways of behaving in foreign countries. The Japanese, for example, are very attentive when I'm explaining things and take so many photos. Italians, on the other hand, are interested, but are often distracted by shopping. The ones I like best are the Americans. They listen carefully to what I say, ask questions, and most of all, they wear colourful clothes in spite of rain, wind, or sun. Russians can be easily recognised. They watch everything with great wonder and are eager to know this or that particular. I also like the Spanish with their love for life and fun, while the French are more similar to Italians, interested but distracted. Another reason for loving my job is that you can show tourists the beauty of the city where you live. And in addition, a tourist guide doesn't only know particulars about art, but also strange curiosities about the city and its inhabitants. And also, you get in touch with a lot of shopkeepers who offer their support with special deals, events, or special prices for your groups. And really, we always have the possibility to gain something. But probably the best advantage of all is that you can earn extra money, and you can work independently. Get up if you like, and decide whether to work that day or not, or how much you want to work.